Unit 21. Recording 27.
The final presentation to be made tonight is an award for lifetime service to music education, and I'm delighted to say that this goes to Maria Adams. Before I ask Maria to come up and accept the award, I'd just like to say a few words about her. All of you will know of her achievements, first as a highly successful violinist and then as conductor of the York City Orchestra. But fewer of you will know about her contribution to music education in this country and beyond. It was in the mid-1990s that we first met. She had been conductor of the YCO for about a year, and I was head of education on York City Council. For some time, Maria had been writing to me, saying that the council should do more to help children's musical development in the city, particularly for those who came from poorer backgrounds. What she was suggesting was that members of the YCO would volunteer their services, either individually or in groups, to go into schools and play for children and run music workshops. In exchange, she wanted the city council to lend instruments to children and provide free music lessons for children whose parents weren't able to afford them. This was at a time when the government had cut funding for music lessons. Eventually, I invited her to talk to the committee, so along she came to present her proposal. What she did first was convince us of the value of a musical education. Making music she sees as a fundamental part of a child's development, as essential as an ability to read or write. What impressed us most was the way she calmly and clearly argued her case. By the end of the meeting, all of us had been won over by Maria's arguments, and the Music in Schools project was born. Somehow we found the money to support it. Rarely have I met anyone with such passion for their beliefs. And thanks to Maria's enthusiasm, the project has been a tremendous success. Not only has she persuaded YCO members to give up their time willingly, but she's also encouraged visiting musicians to give free concerts in schools when they come to play in the city. Well, encourage perhaps isn't the right word. She's a very persuasive person. A number of times, the council has tried to make changes to the Music in Schools project in order to save money. When this has happened, Maria has demonstrated that she is a determined and persuasive character. 5 years ago, for example, there were plans to start charging all children for music lessons, but this she resisted. Only after Maria threatened to withdraw her support from the project did the council back down. Maria's dream was always to extend her work beyond this city, and with typical energy, she set about persuading the government to adopt the project throughout the country. What's happened as a consequence is that music has become established as an important part of the national curriculum. I think it's fair to say that, had Maria not been around, music education in most schools in this country would have practically disappeared. Instead, so successful has it been that those involved in music education around the world have visited the city to see the project in action. And then came an invitation to be a special advisor to the government on music education. In this role, she's worked closely with the Minister for the Arts. Were he here tonight, I know that he would want to express his thanks personally to Maria. And as a further acknowledgement of her enormous service to music education, we'd like to present her with this Lifetime Achievement Award. Maria Adams, if you'd like to come up onto the stage.